B-Pod Studios.
That's an app.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Six seconds left, five now, and it'll come back. And so...
But you still, I mean...
I hate to say it, but we're going to Boston, baby.
Yeah. Didn't even book the hotel.
Yeah. Get on that, because you're not staying with me.
Oh, no, no worries there.
Yeah, game seven tonight, yes. There, Zoe. You gonna go?
Can
be
no.
There? Oh,
no. My ass will
you
be on my couch.
Experience it live?
Now I got my Jiffy Pop already. Kid's all fired up. Save the Jiffy Pop. He's gonna eat the whole thing himself. Put it on there, shake it. Get ready for game seven. Here we go.
If you are one of the lucky people that have tickets for game seven tonight,
I'd leave now.
How do you, I always wonder on these days, how do we do it? How do you get through the day? If you're at work today and you have tickets for Game 7 tonight, you are useless today. Just useless because you can't get it off your mind.
Right.
Just you're go home now. Just tell your boss, listen, we'll write you a note. Zoe and I will sign you the note
for
you. This guy is useless today. This gal's useless today. Just send her home. It's going to be best for everybody if you send your employee home to let them get ready for Game 7. It's going to be, it's a civic duty. It's best for the city of Boston if those people that have tickets start drinking at noontime today.
Yeah, well, if you seriously have tickets, what is your starting point today? When are you hitting the Harp? At what time? When are you going anywhere down on Causeway? I'd say minimum 3 o'clock, right? 3, 4 o'clock. You say noon?
Well, I'm just saying in terms of doing your best for Boston.
Yeah.
Noontime, 1 o'clock should be the time that you leave work.
Yeah.
That's all.
Late lunch.
That gives you what, 6 hours before you get into the building?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's good.
It's tough enough, though, look.
You see the traffic out there today?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, people have stuff to do. They got places. I had tickets for that game last night.
I can't go
use my ticket.
Where's everybody going right now? Seriously, where is everybody on the roads going right now?
They're all trying to go to work.
Jim, how long for you from Warwick today?
Long drives.
Three?
2 hours, 20 minutes.
Woo. 2 hours, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Woo-wee.
I don't know where they're going. I mean, everybody's workday must start
at
10 o'clock.
Yesterday,
cars,
right? I mean, it's the week after vacation week, crap. So everybody's back to work, and no one's off this week. Everyone's working this week.
Correct. And Tuesday is always the worst day anyway.
I spent over 3 hours in the car yesterday going to and from Burlington.
I thought about you when I saw you on with Tanguay last night. I'm like, that was a fun drive up to Burlington last night.
Almost 2 hours, an hour and 50 minutes.
Yeah, but nobody wants to hear about it. People bitch about it.
I'm not bitching about it. You get all and bitch about it. I'm just saying it's just bad.
Well,
everything. I'm using it as the reasoning for why, if you have Game 7 tickets, your employer should let you go home.
I agree.
That's all.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Red Sox game, the early one today.
No, I'm not talking about
that's
that.
That's a hot
take. What you said, we said,
about the Red Sox game.
You said talking about that. You
get a ticket for $4. Nobody cares
noon.
About that.
I saw a post today that monster seats on the secondary market are going for $40 to sit on the monster for the 1 o'clock start today.
Like, I could leave here at 1:30 and I could get on the monster with my brother. Wear a little hat.
Are you going to do that, T-Bone?
You doing T-Bone?
Are you going to go? You going to go over to Fenway?
Walk-up ticket.
That's great if you're like a college kid. That's awesome.
T-Bone is essentially a college kid.
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
Double banger? Say you got tickets to the Bruins. You walk up and hit the Red Sox for $40, go in and have a couple beers, sit on the monster. Yeah, let's walk over to the Bruins game. Let's
go.
Nice day.
It's great.
Yeah.
So that's all. I'm just saying for civic duty reasons, let them out of work. You got mentally, you're not there today if you have tickets to this game tonight. You might not even mentally be there if you don't have tickets to the game tonight, just in anticipation of this game. Love game sevens.
Did you hear the ending call there, though?
Who doesn't love this?
The ending call from Toronto, they don't want to come here. They know it. Who's the pressure on tonight? Like, really? Is it on Toronto or is it on Boston?
Yeah, as they're saying up in Toronto, the four worst words in sports, which are game seven in Boston.
Mm-hmm. Take it. Yeah.
Four worst things you could say?
Yeah. They didn't even book their hotel. Hopefully they got their hotel.
6 seconds left, five now, and it'll come back. Oh. And so,
hello.
But you're still, I mean.
I hate to say it, but we're going to Boston, baby.
Yep. Didn't even book the hotel.
Get on that.
Oh, better get on that, boss. You know, Shatner, get a Priceline. Get a room. All right, so game seven tonight. You got a prediction? How do you feel about it?
Bruins 5-2.
Bruins 5-2. Okay. 5-2. Yeah. All right, we're going to go over the top.
Anderson's
going
to crap his
predictions.
Pants.
I'm going to go Bruins 3-2 in overtime.
Oh, no. No, I don't want that. I want a game in hand, third period.
3-2 in overtime.
That's didn't I hear evil. You say on TV last night you can't predict this game seven tonight?
Yeah, I said our predictions are worthless. I didn't say you can't try. I said all of our predictions at this point in this series are worthless. They are.
Yeah, like, how do you break this game down?
Zoe's 5-2. Worthless. You Mike 3-2 in overtime. Worthless.
Right? You don't do anything you do consistently. You could shake things up if things aren't going well. You could pull a goalie if you feel you don't. He doesn't have it tonight. Like, your back's against the wall. You put everything out. What's there to break down? Like, how do you even break this game down? You're right. You sit there all day and you think about it. You dwell on it. You're on pins and needles. You're waiting for it. Try to figure out when I should start drinking. Think about 6:30, 7 o'clock. I'll be ready. Standing up. It's the best thing about this. Stand up, oh Canada, and then you do the Star Spangled Banner. Me and my son, we stand there with hands on our chest in front of the TV. That's how we do game seven. That's what I'm fired up for.
You don't stand up for oh Canada?
Oh, we do. I make him stand. Oh,
okay, yeah, good. I That's do. Respectful. Yeah, nice.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yep. It's Canadians there, eh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Toronto. It's in Canada.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Bruins, mostly Canadian fellas.
Yeah, most
from
of them.
What I can tell.
90% of the people.
A lot
that play
of Canadian
hockey,
boys
Canadians.
On that team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of pond hockey, guys.
All right, 617-779-0985. We'll open the phone lines early. Get to your calls.
You worried about the ice tonight?
I don't know how you can be worried about the ice.
I'm tired of talking about the ice.
I mean, a lot of guys are starting to talk about it. Toronto's been asked about it. They're talking about it. The Bruins are going to have to talk about it. All this stuff. The ice. What condition is the ice in tonight? Big night for the ice, guys, wouldn't you say?
I'd say so.
A lot of people are going to be paying attention to that ice now.
What'd you say? Put it to Warrior? Below zero?
I'd turn it to Warrior.
Yeah, turn it to Warrior.
That's what I would do. I would turn that right to Warrior and go from there.
My suspicion?
Yeah?
Not a good day for the ice. Very humid outside.
Bad ice day. It's like just a bad hair day.
Bad hair day.
What my gut
bad
tells
hair,
me.
Bad ice. Yeah.
Like a bad hair day.
Ask Shaughnessy. He's very tuned into the barometric pressure.
Oh, he'll be here in 50 minutes.
That's right. He knows all about the bad hair.
He'll be ready to go.
Yeah. Humidity.
Jake Muzzin on the ice at the Garden. It's been pretty bad. But they've got to play on the same sheet we do. Another guy talking about the bad ice. Turn it to Warrior today.
I took that as a shot at Marchand.
Why?
It may have been.
The ice has been bad, but they're playing on the same surface as we're playing on. So it's not like we have good ice and they have bad ice. What's he complaining about? Now, maybe I've read way too much into that comment.
No, but... I mean, I just think it's a natural response. Well, yeah, it sucks, but we both have to play on it. So it's not an advantage for anybody. Or a disadvantage for either team.
So if Toronto wins...
If it sucks, it sucks for both teams.
So if Toronto wins, they would have taken 3 out of 4 in Boston, right? If they win tonight, that means they'd win 3 out of 4 games in Boston. That ain't happening. It's not happening.
Which, why not?
Because there's no way. You're home tonight. You unload everything tonight, man. I don't know. I mean, that would be bad.
So they've been holding back in the other six games?
No, it's be bad, like, considering what's in front of you. Again, like, that team came in here and took 3 out of 4 in your building. You don't advance, and the path to the cup, or at least to the finals, is a lot easier than what it was a week ago. Like, we'd be crushing the Bruins. If they get their ass kicked tonight, we'd be crushing the Bruins tomorrow. Or say, oh, nice year. Yeah. They got pressure on them tonight.
All right, so let's get to that. If they lose tonight, do they choke?
No, I mean, it's not choke. I think it's how they lose, if they lose. Say they lose in overtime. Is that a choke? They lose in overtime 2-1. That's not a choke.
No, I'm just saying in general, the fact that they didn't make it out of the first round against Toronto.
No. Because that does a real disservice to teams that have choked. Tampa Bay Lightning,
right.
They choked. They got swept by Columbus. That's
a choke.
Choke
is a no.
It's not
Did they fall short?
Yes.
Yeah.
By a lot. They came up short by quite a bit. And again, according to your expectations, mine were they're out in the second round against the Lightning. The Lightning aren't even there anymore. But all we did was hear about calls about them going at least to the Eastern Conference Finals and Cup Finals. How many months? We took those calls for months. Yeah. Where are those people now? I'm sure you will be pissed if they lose tonight. They will have come up far short of your expectations. They're only a round short of mine.
You lose 5-2 tonight? Yeah, that'd be a choke. That'd be a choke.
I don't know about a choke. I think choke is too strong.
Well, if you come out and you're not ready to go game seven at home.
Hardy said it right. Let's not do a disservice to the teams that actually have choked. That have choked it away. That didn't even show up. At the very least, you could say the Bruins were competitive in this series. They're taking it to a game seven, which they will win 3-2 in overtime. Get ready for it.
I'm not ready for overtime.
I know. I know. That's why it's going to happen. None of us are prepared for that. None of us. Brian's in Scituate. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's up?
So, going to the game tonight, 10 o'clock right now. I'm waiting for my 3-year-old to take a pool swim test. I got a twisted tee in my hand. I went to the overtime game versus Montreal in 2011.
So you're away from home as your 3-year-old is taking a swim test.
Are you responsible for the 3-year-old right now?
I am not with the 3-year-old. My wife is probably listening. She's going to meet me here at the pool club.
Oh, nice. You have a twisted tee for her, too.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
And they got to get 9 holes in, get into the city. I got a question. Who do you guys got? We're going OT tonight. Who's going to get it for the bees?
This guy's got a busy day, Brian. You got a busy day ahead
of you. 9 holes?
Where are you playing the 9 holes?
Indian Pond.
Have you looked outside?
Bring your boots.
It's a little wet.
Hey, it's never a bad day playing golf.
Oh, I disagree with that.
Yeah, that is a complete and total lie. That's awful out there.
It's a bad day to play golf, and today would be one of those days.
Yeah.
Today and yesterday.
All right. Oh, now he wants to know the overtime goal score for the Bruins tonight. Overtime.
Was the Bruskin? Was the Bruskin?
I'm going to go Pasta. Pasternak. That's what I'm going with.
Mm.
This is like Buchergrass's overtime challenge.
Why don't you give us a real prediction? I mean, as long as you're putting yourself out
3-2,
there.
3-2, Pasternak with the game winner. Overtime.
Come on.
All right. Adams and Webster. Adam.
Hey, I got insight on the ice for you. But what these rinks are doing is they got this new water filtration system.
Uh-huh.
They're taking all the hard minerals out of the water to help it freeze quicker. And that makes the ice softer and creates more grooves in the ice. That's why the puck is bouncing all over the place. And it's making the Zamboni blades dull, and it's creating nicks in the blades. And that's what creates ruts in the ice. It's not level and surface.
So why would they go out of the way to do that if it's...
So why don't they go back to non-filtered water?
It's a whole water filtration system. It takes time to do all that. They can't just bypass it.
So you're saying they're not filtering the water, or are they filtering?
No, you're saying they're intentionally complicating things.
Because it'll freeze faster.
They're taking the hard minerals out of it. Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So they're using...
filtered water because it freezes faster. And that's where the money saving comes in.
Yeah,
got it.
Freeze it faster.
Third call of the day.
Less refrigeration needed to freeze it.
Yeah. Third call. Water filtration.
So you're saying they're cheaping out on the ice.
No, it sounds like they're complicating things. That's not cheap.
Frozen, though?
It's cheaper.
It's always frozen.
So water freezes differently.
They don't turn it into a splash pond in between games. It's always ice. The ice is always there.
So it's perfect ice cube. That's what they're looking for, right?
Well, that's different, Jim. That's the way the ice cube is shaped. All ice is the same.
It was clear because it was perfectly clear and didn't have any cloudiness in it.
It's got a little rigid to it. You got to get the bagged ice or you got to get the chipper, like from Fatal Attraction, right?
Mm.
Yeah. Ice pick.
617-779-0985. We're going to hear from Mike Babcock, head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And also, we have a Game 7 montage to get you ready for tonight. We'll play that coming back right on the other side.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zo and Bertrand.
Scrambled for the puck. 2 seconds left. Coyle's got it, and the horn is going to sound. Can you smell that? Can you smell it? It's a game seven.
It's exciting. Game seven, you know. So what do you play for, you know, everything online?
Like it's do or die, and it's about playing a good, sound hockey game that's right in front of you.
I think obviously it's a battle of will out there, especially more so in Game 7. You know, it's whatever it takes.
Ready or not, here I come.
Bruins with a puck. Chip it out in front. Fired. They score! Charlie Coyle! Pastrnak into the slot. Feeds Marchand. Shoots. He scores! Dusted as Wagner came in and just labeled Frederick Gauthier. He buried him. Tie up. Marchand shoots. He scores! Here I come. Centers deflected. They score! Jake DeBrusk! Here I come. These two teams are going to play a game seven, and it's going to take place at TD Garden.
Game 7 tonight at TD Garden. You can hear the game right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Make sure you download the Sports Hub app at 98.5thesportshub.com. All your coverage of the Bruins. That's where you go for all of it. Make sure you're streaming us on your smart speakers, too. Please. Please. That should get you a little bit more ready for Game 7 tonight. Mike Babcock is ready for Game 7 tonight. Going to come down here to Boston, make a moment, get the chowder, all that good stuff that he likes to do. Here's Mike Babcock, head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Just yesterday, speaking about getting ready for the game.
Well, like you can control your preparation like you always try to. I mean, before this series, I don't think anybody's really surprised. Like before the series, when you looked at the teams, these are good teams in the National Hockey League. I don't think there's a lot to give. And yet, in saying that, it's going to be a great opportunity for our team. I think you relish being in the situation, so enjoy being in it. But you have to play with good detail. You got to play the way we're supposed to play and look after the puck, and then you have a chance to be successful. And I think that's what it's all about, is you want to be in this situation and you want to make it go your way. It should be fun.
Oh, control the puck, attention to detail. No. Everybody knew this was happening before.
Play the way you're supposed to play.
No.
Play the way you're supposed to play, you win. No. Make a moment. According to Mike Babcock, by the way, the fans of Toronto are behind the Maple Leafs going into this game.
That's good.
Yep.
When I was walking around Yorkville, like I hear from people how it'd be, they were great to me last night. Let's go get them in Boston. Everybody, our team, including our fans, wanted to win yesterday. But our fans,
hey, Coach Boone,
I mean, I live in the city, walk around, they're pretty pumped up. And they want us to be successful, and we want to be successful for them. The game's going to be played on the ice. We have to execute. Oh.
You don't want to play the game on the ice tonight. It's bad ice, but we're going
to
play it.
This is why I want it to be a 5-2 score, because I want that whole third period. I want them to flash on that stupid square where all their stupid fans are going to be with their stupid scarves on, staring aimlessly up at a jumbotron.
What's Yorkville like, I wonder?
Oh, it's nice.
Walking around the Yorkville.
Put some relish on a hot dog. Had a hot dog, had two, a little mustard, some
went
relish.
Went to the Tim Hortons.
Hey. Yeah.
Cup of coffee.
Babcock.
Yeah,
is that Mike Babcock?
That's Mike Babcock over there. Hey, Babcock, a goal yeah, Maple Leafs.
When people go out of their way to tell you, like, yeah, they're rooting for us or they like us. Like,
goal Maple Leafs.
Maybe you're hearing some other stuff,
goal
too.
Goal team. Like. Yeah. How would it sound in Toronto?
Shout out to Toronto.
Be the Toronto radio broadcaster shouting out the Maple Leafs on the radio Toronto to that song the same way they did in Remember the Titans. You got to remember the Maple Leafs and, goal Maple Leafs, Right? You got to do that, Zoe.
Right, right.
To that song. You got to cue it up, Jim?
You want to hear it once first? You want to hear it once?
Yeah, yeah. Let me hear it call. One time.
Yeah.
One time.
This song goes out to the undefeated Titans. This city is alive with school spirit. Go get them, Titans.
Okay. Now we got to cue up the actual song. Jim will get the actual song for you.
A longer intro in the actual song, though. I believe they clip it there for cinematic purposes.
Well, it's fine. It's fine. You'll have more time. You'll have more time to speak.
Yeah. A little extra time.
As Toronto radio guy.
A
goal team.
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
Cue it.
And
go. It's in the same song.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
You gotta wait till it kicks in.
Oh, yeah.
Go anytime you want.
Hang on. Not yet,
no?
Right here.
You got no one to go. Okay, this is a big shout out to the 3-3 Maple Leafs heading down to Boston. Playing a hockey game, game 7. Shout out to all the fans at Squid Square. Let's go, Leafs. Hey, what's up, Yorkville? Woo! Woo!
Go, Leafs.
Play the other song where Julius is standing on a street corner and a cop pulls up.
they
the,
are.
The Yusuf guy? Cat Stevens.
Oh, Cat Stevens.
Yeah.
Yusuf Islam.
He did. He changed his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ended up on the no-fly list for a time there.
Yeah.
There's a misunderstanding about that whole Salman Rushdie thing.
Yeah.
He didn't mean it.
Yeah. Hey, Matthews, when you get the puck, put it on your stick and shoot it in. You tell Babcock and those boys, we behind them tonight. You guys are doing a fantastic job. Thank you, Officer A.
I love that movie.
Remember the Maple Leafs.
Remember the Maple Leafs.
Remember the Maple
Another
Leafs.
Game 7 loss.
Excellent.
Does
Great
Babcock
job.
Get fired if they lose?
He might.
Yeah.
He might. It's a possibility.
You can't just keep losing
to the Bruins.
For this team and this town and this sport, you can't do it.
And Toronto has all this history of losing in game sevens in Boston. They have this history of just not winning, period.
Yeah.
That I just think that they've got a shorter leash than most places have.
Hey, I got one more. Do the Julius song again.
He's got one more.
Yeah, I got one more.
Cue him up one more time. One more time. Cue him up again.
Okay, this is
Remember
this is Matthew standing there under an oak tree, and a cop car pulls up. Canadian moose with a Mountie on it.
Mountie,
right?
Yes.
Hey, Matthews, you tell that Kadri, I'd really like that hit on DeBrusque. Tell that kid hang in there. Hope he comes back in the next series. If not, I'll see him next year. And
I believe it could be something good. I just like the song.
617-779-0985. Sam is in Haverhill. Hi, Sam. All right, we'll put you on hold, Sam. You can regroup. Steve is in Grafton. Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
Hey.
The ice tonight is going to be just as bad as it was the other night. And I'll tell you why. Because the weather is terrible.
Okay.
And it has to do with, it's not the ice crew itself that's the problem. It's the actual physical mechanical equipment in the building that's the problem. So they use that deionized water that's what the other guy was saying, filtered water.
Yep.
That actually makes the ice stronger because it doesn't have any minerals. It has less air in it. It freezes quicker.
Where do you get that at? Is it like the lower salinity distilled water?
No, it's a filter system that they actually probably have in the building, obviously, and then they store it in tanks. And it goes, it's kind of like a Brita filter, only big.
So why do they do that if it makes for worse
ice? No, he says it actually makes for better ice.
It makes it clear. You can actually do this experiment at home. Take a cup of water out of your tap and take a cup of water out of your zero water filter, pour it in the freezer, and you'll see. One's clear and one will be cloudy.
Sounds like a party.
Zoe likes very clear ice cream in his drinks.
So what's the problem then?
Well, so, and the Zamboni has nothing to do with it. So the problem is because of the dehumidifiers in the actual arena.
Yeah.
That's the problem. A few years ago, they actually brought in an extra unit and parked it outside the garden or wherever and piped it in. And I would expect to see that again this year if they make it past.
So it's the weather outside. It's too humid.
Yeah, it's too humid. Yeah. And it's the ice temperature is what controls that.
I've been saying.
So the other two games, this was the exact same weather, which created bad ice.
That's why you get good ice in Vegas. Dry.
Yeah. And it's because of the ice temperature, really. That's what it really boils down to. You can't turn it down to like zero, like you're saying, because ice has actually temperature. So 18 degrees is the actual temperature for an NHL game.
Oh, well, now we can put a number on it.
Yeah, it's 18. That's the number. But the problem is when you have all those fans in
here. I thought
here,
ice freezes at 32.
Well, freezes well,
they got to get it below. They got to get it below that. Freezing.
And they take it down to 18.
But once you're freezing, you're already frozen.
Right, 18 degrees. And the ice is only an inch thick. So basically, it's that recovery time.
Steve, how do you know all this? Curious. How do you know so much about this?
I actually have the largest backyard rink group on Facebook.
Told you.
I actually have, I own my own Zamboni and chiller system and all that.
Wow.
In your backyard, no kidding.
In my backyard, yeah. Oh, if I showed you a picture, you'd be pretty impressed.
You got a Zamboni for your backyard?
Yes, I do, yes.
That's badass.
I'll send you a picture.
Please do.
I will.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a
you have a great day too.
Yeah.
And the Zamboni has nothing to do with it.
To him, it's funny.
He's got a Zamboni for his backyard. That is,
I thought
backyard rink to the extreme.
Thought I wanted a bobcat. I don't anymore.
You want a Zamboni?
No, I want a Zamboni.
No, I still want a bobcat.
Can I have both?
You can have both.
If I get one, you get the other. Maybe we can.
No, you've already decided that you don't let me borrow tools of yours.
I let you borrow a book this morning.
Yeah, that's not a tool. I'm talking about things for home improvement reasons.
What did I ever
I asked you
I
to borrow the cordless cutter, the tree trimmer.
Tree trimmer.
The tree trimmer, the cordless
hedge trimmer.
One. Yeah, the 40 volts. Isn't it 40 volts?
No, it's 20. I said no? That?
You told me no.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I said, let me borrow it. You said no. And then I went out and bought the electric one because I'm like, I'm not going to spring for the... you need it once every 3 years.
I absolutely would have loaned that to you.
No, you didn't. You told me no. Didn't you tell me no?
I have an electric one. I will you borrow it.
No, I went and bought one. I bought the corded one because you don't need it that often.
No. You love buying stuff. You're making this up to justify...
I asked you to borrow yours. Zoe was a witness. Yep. I asked to borrow yours. You told me no.
I don't remember him actually saying no, but I do remember
you. Then you don't remember it.
No, I do. I ask you. I remember he was talking, asking you about it because he's trying to trim stuff in his yard.
Yeah, and he said no. And so that was it. I went and I had to go buy one. I would have borrowed yours because that is not something you use very often.
Never happened.
It's just not something you use a lot of.
Mr. Nice Guy. He's like Jim. You ask him to do something, he does it.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I don't think it happened either, Zoe.
It did. It happened.
No.
It happened. It's before you moved. And you're going nuts, cutting down trees left and right, reaching over into the neighbor's yard, all that stuff that you were doing over there. I remember. Don't tell me I don't remember. Yeah, I remember.
You got that crazy guy with the no eyebrows used to live across from you.
Yeah, we're going to...
one leg longer than the other.
Right. We're going to welcome Shaughnessy into studio at 11 a.m. today. Hardy has headlines. We're also going to sprinkle in some NFL draft thoughts as the week goes along.
Ooh,
why don't we give you one of those draft thoughts coming up next? Like that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Initially, the ownership pushed for Kyler Murray. That's that much I know. I was told that. And the reason they did, they're having a hard time selling tickets. Well, they put it out there. Arizona was lukewarm to it. So now all of a sudden, they're pulling back from what I've been told, and they're going to go in a different direction. They're not going to draft Kyler Murray.
That's Pete Prisco, CBS. If I just heard that right, the Cardinals ownership was on board with drafting Kyler Murray number one in the NFL draft starting on Thursday night.
To do
no,
what?
They pushed for it.
To put people in the seats.
They weren't on board. They were pushing for it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Same thing.
It's not like they said, we want to draft him, and they said, oh, yeah, we're good with it. Said, No. We went to you and said, we need to draft this guy. Yeah.
Okay. They were pushing for it in the hopes that it would garner a fan reaction and it would sell tickets.
That's awful.
What?
That's awful.
You guys have the number one pick in the draft, and that's how you're trying to figure out how to who to draft.
See, that's when ownership doesn't know when to, you know, stay out of the way and let the football people do football.
So hold on.
Yeah,
they floated it.
Sorry, Mark. There's nothing to repeat.
Okay, Siri.
Wow.
I didn't ask you to repeat anything.
You said seriously.
Well, they're always listening. Rich is right.
That's right.
Wow. Do you unplug your Alexa at home?
I have it, but I don't use it. I unplugged it a long time ago because it just started talking.
There's people that actually unplug it.
I did not like that.
Because they don't want look-ins or listen.
I did not like that at all when it just started talking and playing things on its own.
Mm.
And I unplugged it, and I haven't plugged it back in. Anyway, back to the Arizona Cardinals. Wow. And so now they're out? And now they're out on Kyler Murray?
They should
or
be.
We don't know where they are on Kyler Murray.
I think they should be. If you commit to a young player like Josh Rosen, and everybody keeps saying, oh, it's such great value if the Patriots could get him. If he's that good, then he should stay there.
Can you imagine?
If he's a franchise guy, seriously, you gave up a 1, a 3, and a 5 to move up to get Rosen last year, and now you're more worried about we need to take another quarterback, number one overall, to put people in the seats.
I think people, it's the Bidwells that own Arizona, right?
Yeah.
Bidwell family?
Yeah, they think it's Baker Mayfield all over again here.
I would say
what Mayfield
that
did to Cleveland.
If this report is true, that ownership groups like the Bidwells are horrible for the league, can you imagine being an Arizona Cardinals fan and hearing this? That your team and the people that own your team, the team that you have probably rooted for decades, you find out that they're trying to figure out who to draft with the number one overall pick, which means you sucked if you have the number one pick. They're trying to figure it out by just throwing things out there and seeing which way it goes.
Yeah. Again, this team is the one
that's never happened around here, right? Signing guys for the TV show over at Fenway.
Yeah, and that's horrible.
It's terrible. Yeah,
it's terrible. But here, I mean, at least here, I think the teams eventually will cave to public pressure. There, who knows? Oh, we're just going to toss this out there. We're trying to sell tickets.
So
we'll draft a guy based on who we think sells tickets with the number one overall pick, which to me is far more valuable than a free agent signing.
I mean, you do want the buzz. I understand you want the buzz and you want a superstar that you can market, but they put out a video. You know, every team put out these corny videos when the NFL schedule came out. And it's little highlights and clips going back and forth throughout, you know, the year prior or who you're going to play next year. And there wasn't one where they had Josh Rosen in there. There wasn't one clip of your quarterback that you traded up to get, that gave up three picks to move up to get this kid. And you didn't even put him in a promo video for the schedule. That tells me they were in on Murray then. And now you're hearing that they're out. I tell you what, if he doesn't get taken number one, where the hell is he going to go? Like, now all of a sudden do the Giants have to rethink it?
Well,
is Oakland really in on him?
Okay, so no one really knows who the Cardinals are going to take number one.
Weird.
Right? No one knows.
Oh, I agree.
Do you know?
No,
I don't know.
No.
Does anyone have a great understanding of who they're taking?
If they're smart football people, you go defense here.
This story aside, this is why I think this year's draft is sort of fun. You don't know who's going number one.
Thursday night will be crazy. Because say the run on quarterbacks doesn't start, I don't know, somewhere after six. Because you got Oakland up there that says that Gruden's in on Murray, likes Murray. But you got Carr. You already have a guy. You need to build it around him.
But I think it's short-lived. We're all going to tune in for number one. And then after that, I think this is going to get real boring.
I think you're going to have five, six picks after that where it's like all defensive guys, probably three you never heard of.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Kid from Clemson, kid from Bama go. Maybe Gary, the defensive tackle or outside guy, whatever the hell you call him from Michigan. Where the hell's Bosa going to go? Bosa maybe should go number one overall to Arizona. That'd be smart. If he's anywhere near the type of player as Brian,
I don't think this is a year where there's a lot of high-profile guys. There are years where people know 10 or 15 names in the draft. This is not one of them.
Which tells you the Patriots are loaded and stocked right there where they're sitting. Right there at 32, if teams want to get back into that first round, you got a bunch of second-round, third-round picks. And if the meat of this draft really starts late in the first round, second round, you're sitting pretty right now. Get some good players there, which means you'll trade out.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen.
No. I think they'll use the pick or trade up. I do. Patriots. I think they'll use the pick at 32 or trade up. They've got some good players there. You know, Devin McCourty, Logan Mankins. Remember when they drafted him? Like, who the hell's this player? Never heard of him.
So I think there's a lot of intrigue around number one. Number one, do they take Kyler Murray? Number two, do they not take him and take another player there? Or three, do they trade the pick? They could do any of those things. I think there's some intrigue leading up to that number one pick. And then after that, I'm not sure how great it's going to be in terms of keeping you entertained. You're going to have three different channels to watch the draft on, by the way. You're going to be able to watch the coverage on NFL Network. You'll be able to watch the coverage on ESPN, the traditional, you know, since the beginning of time coverage on ESPN.
I'm going to miss Mayock not being on.
And you'll be able to watch on ABC, which is a different broadcast from ESPN. It's not the same broadcast.
Who's anchoring?
Robin Roberts will be anchoring the personal angles of the players being drafted.
I'm all set. I'll
personal
be on NFL Network.
Stories, not about who they are as football players, but who they are as people.
Don't need it.
As people.
Yeah, well, they're going to play football, and they're going to get paid to play football, so I don't need to know the other stuff, so I'll stay with NFL Network.
I don't think what ABC is running is for the serious football fan.
Yeah. It's for the Good Morning America crowd.
Yes.
Yes.
It's for those who like Good Morning America and
or Kathy Lee.
And like that more than they like football.
Yeah.
So that's where you want to be watching. But you have three stations to watch it on. Number one pick should be interesting. That should be fun, you know, on Thursday as we get closer to draft time and more of those rumors start to leak out.
Do they trade the pick?
Yesterday, you saw the start of the big board on Felger and Maz. We need a segment of our own. So we've come up with one.
Ooh.
It's called Zoe and Beatles Off the Board.
All right.
Not players you want on the big board.
Do we get to throw
guys
anything?
Guys, you definitely don't want the Patriots to draft. I've got one for us today. You ready for it?
Yeah.
We'll do it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Solak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Mayfield winds up down the field. Hollywood! Touchdown! Sooners! 77 yards! Who is this kid? Where'd he come?
This is what we're calling Zoe and Beatles off the board segment. Players that we want nowhere near the Patriots.
Do we need a slingshot? Do we get to use a slingshot?
No, we don't even have to throw anything.
Why was he using a slingshot?
We just handpicked guys that we want nothing to Patriot. We're nothing to do with these guys. Patriots, stay away. Stay away. There is a chance that the Patriots could be at 32 and not move. And there only being one receiver off the board. That's right, Jim. That's your assessment of this.
Metcalf?
They could be there.
It's not mine. It's Kuiper and McShay.
Okay,
Kuiper. 1.5 is the over-under, and they're leaning under to the...
McShay. They put the over-under on receivers in the first round at 1.5, and they're both leaning under.
And they say the Metcalf could fall into the 20s, so you might not have one receiver go off until the 20s.
Right. Which means you could be at 32, and there will only be one receiver off the board, and you have a chance to take one of the top-ranked receivers. Including a guy named Hollywood Brown.
Hollywood Brown.
Hollywood, obviously not his real name. It's
Where's
his nickname.
Where's this guy from?
It's Marquise Brown. But first of all, the fact that he goes by the name Hollywood, that is a strike against him right out of the gate.
Hollywood!
Nope.
Hollywood Brown.
As if receivers aren't diva enough in fashion, this one goes by the name Hollywood.
Does it help that he's from Hollywood, Florida, and that's why?
Nope. Out. No.
That may help, Jim.
Tom, so we got to start calling you Quincy.
Yeah.
Not happening. Here's another one. Hollywood Brown. Well, he had to miss the NFL Combine. You didn't see him at the Combine. You didn't see him when you watched all those hours of Combine coverage. You know why?
Hurt his hoof.
What happened?
His hoof.
Liz Frank injury. Nope. Not drafting guys with Liz Frank injuries. Those are chronic issues.
How about his size? You must like his size.
What's he, 5 foot
give
one?
Give me the measurables.
5'10", 166.
Edelman.
Edelman's 166?
No. I don't even know. No, this guy's tiny.
He's like,
the intern.
It's like our intern. I was just going to say that.
Intern. Yeah. Intern. How much you
Okay,
weigh?
That's another negative. I only thought I had three strikes against him. Let's make it four.
He's only at 140.
That's three to this point.
You're 15 pounds heavier, my kid.
How tall is the intern?
5'8".
Okay, he's 5'8", though.
He'll come over.
So add 2 inches and 20 pounds, and that's Hollywood? Nope. Size is a problem. That's a check mark against him. That's three things against him already. How about this? Which should be the biggest red flag. I'll hold your family against you. He's the cousin of now Raiders receiver Antonio Brown.
I'm all set.
And his name is Hollywood.
Yeah.
No, yeah. No. He's off the board.
I don't even care about the list.
Off the board.
I don't care about the list.
You cannot draft this guy.
There's a couple of red flags there.
Four that I've already come up with. Four that put me in the no category. He's off the board.
I'll just take that he's related to Antonio Brown, not want him.
College career from Wikipedia. After not receiving any scholarships from Division I schools, Brown signed with the College of the Canyons.
Good
for school. The 2016 season.
Good architecture school.
Where is the College of the Canyons?
Right in the middle of the canyons.
That makes me want to know more about that.
They stuck a couple schools in there.
It's in Santa Clarita, California. That's where it is. In the canyons, apparently.
They got a good football team?
It's a community college.
When he was in JUCO, he was 140. So he's just like their intern.
Oh, my God.
Okay, because NBC Sports Boston has the intern up on the TV.
This will make Zoe happy. This will pique Zoe's interest. Because California junior colleges do not offer sports scholarships, Brown worked at Six Flags Magic Mountain to make ends meet.
Well, that's good for him.
I mean, he's got a job. Yeah. That college athlete also playing, you know, playing football, having a job. I respect that.
It's good.
Oh, he worked the guessing scale?
Not enough to make me want to draft him, but good for him.
Well, he did show up to the combine, even though he couldn't run and couldn't perform. He had a big necklace with Hollywood on it.
Oh,
big gold chain.
Terrific.
Hollywood around his neck.
Nice. So I'll give him credit. Sounds like he's got a good work ethic. I still don't want him. After a year at the College of the Canyons, he received several D1 scholarship offers and then obviously went to Oklahoma, played for the Sooners. During his first year at Oklahoma, he played all 13 games, starting 8 at a team-high 1,095 receiving yards, 8th all-time receiver in single-season yards, 265 yards receiving against Oklahoma State. And then on January 2nd of this year, he announced he would forego his final year of eligibility and declare for the draft.
I want to know what his job at Six Flags was.
What do you think he did?
He's either barking for the yak woman or spreading pixie dust on the tilt-a-whirl.
How do you know that he didn't operate one of the roller coasters?
He did. Already got that one. Kids going to college.
Off the board.
Yep.
So he was a recruit. Do you know why he didn't get a scholarship? Because he was 5'7", 126, and he ran a 4.82.
Okay.
4.82 in high school.
I don't care.
He ran a 4.25 in college, though.
Is he done growing?
How do you go from 4.8 to 4.25?
You gain 40 pounds of muscle?
I got a couple ideas.
Good medicine at the College of the Canyons?
Yeah. Well, College of the Canyons.
Yeah, they don't have drug testing.
Renowned pharmaceutical program there, from what I understand.
They're running from those rattlesnakes, man.
In the canyons.
Snakes are everywhere.
In the canyons. So I'm taking this guy off the board. You can't draft him. No.
Yeah, I'm not.
No shot.
People are saying he could be Tyreek Hill.
Great.
Oh, really?
Let him be Tyreek Hill on some other team.
And especially with the talk of them potentially widening the field of play, because athletes are so much bigger, faster, stronger.
That's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. It's stupid. No, I don't want it. See, it's funny you bring it up. DK Metcalf, that big kid. 6'5". How heavy is he? 240? 245? The kid that's yoked? So say he's there at 20, and he's not supposed to go to 2022. Are the Patriots interested to trade up to get that guy? If he's still there on the board in the 20s. Like, that could be interesting. Then you have two Josh Gordons.
Philadelphia has been linked to Marquise Brown. Hollywood.
That fits our offense.
Makes
sense.
DeSean Jackson clone.
Yeah. That's sort of the mold that they would draft him in the DeSean Jackson mold. Good. Have him. Hollywood.
Patriots were interested in DeSean Jackson at one time, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, off and on.
When he was in Tampa, right? He was in Tampa, right?
Yeah. Philly, then Washington, Tampa.
Yep. Oh, forget about Washington. Boy, everybody's careers just go to hell in Washington. Like, who went to the Redskins and said, boy, that was a great move. That really helped that player. Alex Smith probably never played football again.
So the way that Felger Mass celebrate when a player on their big board is drafted by the Patriots, we will celebrate when, what was that?
The marker hitting the board.
Oh, we will celebrate when these players are drafted by another team. We will celebrate.
Did they all throw, or did they all use a slingshot yesterday?
I saw Murray throwing at one point.
Can he not throw? Is he like Smalls from Sandlot?
Is he
1'4"?
Yeah, he used a slingshot at one point,
those
though.
Hippies. Boy.
Which seems dangerous in these small
areas. We should try that.
Areas here.
Why don't they just throw them like darts?
Why don't they just do spitballs through a straw? Blow dart. Accurate.
Tom said we should have a Frisbee version of it for ours.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, Hardy's the only one who reacted to that idea. So no. Talk to him about it.
I think Hardy and I are the only ones who could throw the Frisbee outside.
Yeah. Big board.
Really
big board.
Size of a billboard.
You get those jam can cylinders and put numbers on it.
Who just got jam can?
Jim.
Can jam.
I did.
Jam.
The yard.
Yeah.
Can jam. Or did I say jam can?
Is it can?
Jam it.
Can can. 90 seconds, no commercials. Shaughnessy is standing by. I see him floating around here.
Oh, he's right out there.
He'll be with us coming up right after these headlines.
Do some calls.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.